Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cheeseburger in paradise. All right, I just wanted to get that in there. How good does a big old cheeseburger taste, huh, for 4th of July? At least one, man. At least one. At least one there, Woody.
I mean, hey, this is like the big barbecue weekend, right? Like, if you're ever going to have a barbecue, this is it.
Yeah, this got to be one of the biggest stay-home 4th of Julys of all time for the barbecue. I would agree with that. A mask or no mask. I mean, you're at home, whatever, but.
You don't have to wear the mask at home, right?
No.
God, I think we're okay on that one.
I'm afraid to mention a mask. We'll have like 8 people. You D-bag. You suck. I want to punch you in the face. You're not an American. Coward. I'm like, wow. I've been called a lot of things. I knew some of them. I already knew. I'm aware of some of them. Some of them I wasn't aware of. But hey,
can you buy this comparison, by the way, on the text line here? The texter said no one likes wearing condoms, but we do so for protection. It's kind of a similar concept, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. By the way, that's very good. It's so funny. We used to have a couple guys like, damn, bro, you got to rap. You can't be having 2 kids in the same year from 2 different women, man. You got to wrap that back. Wrap it up. You know, we used to give guys a hard time, man.
Well, not just kids. You can get sick.
That too. Yeah, bad things. Bad things can happen. Yeah, that was I didn't know how to answer that. That was pretty good.
I think it's a good comparison. Very fair comparison.
All right. Well, okay. Antonio Brown working out with Russell Wilson. I'll tell you what.
You moved past that one pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, man. Because, you know, Antonio, you got to give the guy credit. He's aware. We've been talking about Seattle could be the number one choice right now. And Antonio works out with Russell Wilson. If there's a player that's got a lot of pull, maybe as much pull with his coach as anybody, it's Russell Wilson going to Pete Carroll, going, hey, man, I've talked to this guy after we threw, and by the way, he looks great running routes, but we had a serious come-to-Jesus meeting about, bro, you got to be on time, you got to do it our way. Like, if you really want to play, I'll bust my butt for you to try to get coach to pick you up, but, man, you got to do it the right way, and right? And so, pretty smart move by Antonio Brown, who obviously is now thrown with every quarterback in the NFL that he thinks he's got a chance to play for. That's what this really comes down to.
You got to admit, right? It's impressive, though. He's got 2 of the best quarterbacks in the league on his side here with Russell Wilson, and Tom Brady loves him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is pretty impressive.
By the way, I'm guessing Lamar Jackson, who still probably doesn't have the pull with his coach, Coach Harbaugh, but I'm guessing he said, hey, coach, man, like, I don't want to do anything to mess our team up, our running game, and throwing to our tight ends and throwing deep to Hollywood, but his cousin still can play. If you feel like we could use one more horse, and then, you know, Harbaugh's got to go, wow. Now listen, Harbaugh knows all about him. You know, he's familiar. They've been around the league. He faced him. He got to face him twice a year. So Harbaugh is really aware of everything that this guy can do. I'm sure he had great games against the Ravens at some point since they played each other twice a year. But yeah, I said, man, if this could finally be the workout for Antonio that could set things up. I think everybody thinks it could be Seattle. This could be the one. Anyway, we got Mike
Flores. How good would that offense be, by the way? You imagine? They got big DK Metcalf on one side, you got AB on the other.
You mean, did you say big, fast, freakish athlete? Boy, he is something else.
How did that guy slide in the draft where he did? I mean, he was really good last season.
I just heard he couldn't run routes and couldn't catch.
No, he can catch. He had a few drops, but he can catch.
No, but he looked damn good. Russell Wilson, listen, I think Russell Wilson's right there at the top of quarterbacks. And I mean, his team's always in the playoffs, right? They were supposed to have this big drop off after they lost this great defense. They're still pretty damn good, man. They are still pretty damn good. All right, so we got Mike Florio going to join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes, and we got a lot to talk about. Find out what Mike's thinking. I know what I'm thinking on this preseason thing. Find out what he thinks. We'll get into all that, and this talk about college football. We'll jump on that as well. So all that stuff with Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk coming up. Plus, we got to give him. Somebody else to listen to that wasn't real happy about the mass, right? You got to get that all set up.
You're going to try to get him going again?
Oh, he's great. When he gets on a little bit of a rant, I mean, we got to have, he said he heard the woman, but we want him to hear the good American, right? The good American.
I love that guy. Yeah, he's great.
With the amen.
He seems like a nice guy. That's the guy you want at your 4th of July barbecue.
Well, and he had a little crowd. How big was that crowd behind him? Because it sounded like it was like 15, 20 people were there with him. And then the amen at the end, it was just that, amen! Damn right, amen!
They'll never take his freedom, Joe.
Nope. I did have to start reading, though, reading the Constitution a little bit. Hey, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock. Oh, I love those guys, and you may need them this weekend. Yeah, you got air conditioning problems coming up, and you know you're getting close. And this weather, oh, is it hot and humid out there, folks. You're going to need an air conditioning company at some point. I just want to tell you about the guys that I've been talking about for 30 of their 40 years in business, Air Around the Clock, Eric and Mike and Chippy and Big Joe and Brian. We lost Big Daddy, but he's still keeping a close eye on all the rest of those guys to make sure they're doing it the right way, like having 100 trucks on the road every day, trained and certified technicians, always working for you, even through 4th of July. Listen, these guys are really good. Still a family-owned company that is going to bust its butt for you and really get you taken care of. I always like telling everybody when it comes to doing it the right way, the safe way, the clean way, these guys are really, really good. They wear masks and gloves when they come out. They've been carrying UV lights and the new amazing air scrubbers longer than anyone else. So this summer, whether you need a new air conditioning unit or a repair, duct cleaning, attic insulation, or just want to improve your indoor air quality, don't sweat it, and don't forget the name Air Around the Clock. Call 1-800-741-1033. 1-800-741-1033 for Rheem and Air Around the Clock. Take good care of you. If you want to just look at the website, atcair.com. Listen, they've been around. They're going to take great care of you. You make sure you tell them, hey, Joe Rose said you guys are really good, and you'll come out and take care. I'm a friend of Joe Rose's. Call Air Around the Clock. You're going to love the work those guys do.
We are being lied to. Our freedoms are being taken forever. And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog. And I will not have my health destroyed because you idiots can't read truth. You go along with the lies that are the people who are trying to take down our freedoms and destroy our country. This is sick. You ought to be ashamed of yourself for being a part of this. And I will not be muzzled. And it's time for us to stand up for our freedom. Because if we stand back and let these pieces of crap handle our freedoms, we will have no freedom. In fact, we'll end up being dead.
We're making our man Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Mike, I'm sorry. I had to do that to you on a Thursday, Mike. I'm sorry, no. Man. How you doing?
Joe, I'm doing great. And I love it because the delivery reminded me of the old days of professional wrestling when Gene Okerlund would be interviewing Hulk Hogan and that passion, right, about what he's going to do to the Macho Man the next time he sees him. It would always crack me up. Here's what would happen. Hulk Hogan would be yelling like that guy about the Macho Man and all the things he's going to do to him. And then as soon as Hulk Hogan walks away, Gene Okerlund turns, and there's the Macho Man who comes in with his rebuttal. It's like, they're in the same room. they're talking about how they want to kill each other. They're there. Do it now. Right. Turn the cameras on them now. So it just that whole attitude reminded me of those old over-the-top pro wrestler yelling and screaming and spitting all over Gene Okerlund. I guess they'd have to wear face shields or something to do that now.
Well, that's the best I can give you from our market here in South Florida. The lady followed up by this man who was really – he got an amen at the end, so we'll leave it with that. Hey, I want to ask you, first of all, the NFLPA, this is an interesting one. I've been going back and forth because we got so many rookies on this team. So the league wants two preseason games, weeks 2 and 3, and the NFLPA is saying, now, we don't want to play preseason. Let's just get practice and get right to this. What are your thoughts – on what's best for the league overall, considering everything?
Well, I think that it's important for all teams to be able to go through the drill, go through the motions once at home and once on the road of what it's going to be like during the season, so that it isn't a dramatic adjustment when it's time to go play the regular season games, right? You want to know what it feels like to make a road trip with the pandemic protocol. You want to see what it feels like to play at home during the pandemic protocol, so it isn't jarring, so it isn't shocking, and so you can ultimately focus on your craft. And that's one of the big concerns in all of this, Joe. Take a step back. I talked to Rodney Harrison about this the other day. We talk all the time about how we want players to be focused. We don't want distractions. They need to focus, focus, focus. How can they focus, focus, focus this year? How can they? When they're constantly thinking, what was that cough over there? Am I far enough apart? What happens when I go out on the field? How in the world can they reconcile keeping me safe in the locker room versus keeping me safe in a scrum of 22 guys who are spitting and sweating and bleeding all over each other? So, look, bottom line is this. Everything is negotiable at this point. And basically what the NFL and the NFLPA have to do is come up with a one-year comprehensive labor deal for football in a pandemic. And I don't get the impression they've agreed on anything yet. There's a long way to go and a short time to get there, as the song once said. And camps are opening in less than 4 weeks, and they haven't agreed on anything. How are they going to hammer out all of these issues? And J.C. Treder, the president of the union, said something that I've been saying for weeks. Every question you answer raises more questions. Now, he said 3 more questions. I've been saying 5 more questions. We'll split the difference at 4. Either way, it's not an easy thing to do, and they are layers and layers and layers of issues. You know, one of the things I'm going to be writing about after we're done here, Joe, the opt-out possibility. What are the rules there if a player decides, I'm just not playing this year? Does he forfeit his salary? Probably. Does he have to give back any signing bonus? He shouldn't have to. When can he change his mind? When does he have to lock it in? What are the, you know, is it just a leverage play to try to get a new deal? Can you give someone a new deal to get them to change their mind? Can you pay them more to assume the risk of playing in a pandemic? There are so many issues, and I feel like the NFL has been sitting on their hands for the past 3.5 months just waiting and watching for other sports to answer their questions for them. And guess what? The other sports haven't answered their questions for them.
Mike, let me ask you this, and you know, before we even talk about, especially down here with everything going on with the coronavirus, before we get butts in seats, is there a chance that we could slide this season back a little bit? Could you still see that come into play?
The way that the schedule was constructed, and we reported this back at the time, because it was jarring to me how many great games are jammed into week one, how many division games are in week one, and then week 2, 3, and 4, I think there's no division games in any of those 3 weeks, a lot of interconference games in those 3 weeks. What I think the league would like to try to do, and the key word as we get closer and closer to September 10 is try. Get week one in, step back and reassess, and if need be, week 2, week 3, week 4 can be postponed until the end of the season, can be picked up in January with the Super Bowl slid back to the last weekend in February if they want to push it that far. And it tells me that, and it's really not surprising, like the NFL's notoriously reactive, not proactive on everything. Well, with this virus, there's no way you can be proactive. No one knows what's going to happen. I think they're going to try to do the best they can to pull off week one, sit back and monitor, and if it means they got to cancel week two, week three, and or week four, or postpone those weeks, or whatever the case may be, to modify, adjust their procedures, whatever the case may be, that's what I think they're going to try to do. Now, that may change, but I think it was all set up to go full steam ahead with week one and then reassess, and if necessary, scrap up to three more weeks or postpone up to three more weeks after that and then get it all going again in what would be week five.
All right, and the other big story, Cam Newton going to the Patriots. What everybody's been all over the board and stuff on Cam Newton, who looks healthy again, and everybody's, you know, praising, you know, playing with Belichick and all this stuff, and now, well, maybe Stidham will still be the starter. Listen, I think Cam Newton was brought in to be the starter day one. What are your thoughts on Cam Newton going to the Patriots?
Well, I was surprised by it because there was no indication the Patriots were interested. They did a great job of keeping their mouths shut. And let's look at it this way. If we had any reason to believe the Patriots were interested in Cam Newton, do you think Cam Newton would have been available on June 28th to be signed for the veteran minimum base salary? Hell no. Somebody else would have wanted him. That's the beauty of being the Patriots. You keep your mouth shut. You keep your options open. And if no one knows what you really want to do, no other team is going to say, oh, Belichick likes him, I better go get him. And I think that's one of the reasons why Newton was available, because nobody saw this coming. Now, it does, and I just, Joe, I just thought of this, because back in the offseason when Philip Rivers signs for $25 million in Indianapolis and Brady signs for $25 million in Tampa and Drew Brees goes back to the Saints for $25 million, even though he can't throw the ball 30 yards or more down the field anymore, you know, I've always argued that your starting quarterback has to be paid at a certain level so he has respect in the locker room, right? It's like the lawyer's got to drive a Cadillac around so people take him seriously. You've got to have a big salary so the locker room takes you seriously. That's one calculated risk the Patriots are taking here. They're bringing Cam Newton in on peanuts. And his upside, even if he's the Super Bowl MVP and the regular season MVP, is $7.5 million. But, you know, I think they're willing to do it because they understand he doesn't need a price tag to make his teammates realize the guy's special. As soon as he walks out onto the practice field, they're going to know the guy's special. He's a giant of a human being. He's a hell of a quarterback. He's a top 10 talent if he's healthy. And they're rolling the dice on the possibility he's going to be healthy. So, look, this is an example of the Patriots working their overall brilliance to perfection. And now they have an upgrade over Jared Stidham. They have a guy who makes them instantly competitive. They already were going to be competitive. They're the Patriots, for crying out loud. It's just amazing to see it happen the way that it did.
Yeah, I guess I was just surprised because you're right. There are a lot of teams could have had him. And the Patriots made the move. But the reaction from the national media, like Cam Newton, he could be an MVP and all this stuff, which, by the way, could happen. But, boy, it was just amazing for a guy that anybody could have had. And when he went to the Patriots and the coaching, and listen, Belichick's earned this. I get it over what he's been able to do for two decades. We've lived it down here. Were you surprised by the reaction from everybody that automatically Cam was going to be back to 2015 Cam?
I wasn't, because, Joe, this is the value of, and this is the SAT word portion of the segment, the imprimatur of Bill Belichick. Once he applies his seal of approval to someone, then all of a sudden everyone views that person differently. And yeah, and look, that's right. There's a chance it's going to blow up. I mean, there have been, and we wrote something the other day, all the gambles that Bill Belichick has taken over the years with personnel, and when you have six Super Bowl rings, you can do those things. You can take those chances, because if it doesn't work out, no one's going to say you're an idiot. They just shrug and move on. Remember after the lockout ended in 2011, you gave up draft picks for Albert Haynesworth and Chad Johnson, and it worked out with neither guy. And nobody ever said, boy, that Belichick's an idiot. And that was after only three Super Bowls. Now he's got six. He can do whatever he wants. So if Cam, right. I mean, if Cam Newton hobbles into camp on one leg and can't throw the ball, and they just say, well, there goes $550,000 that was fully guaranteed under this contract, no one is going to say Belichick's a buffoon. And so now that Belichick's put his arms around Cam Newton, yeah, we're all going to say, well, Cam must be pretty damn good. And, you know, Belichick once again grifted the rest of the league.
Look at all the fun things we can do with Cam healthy. You're right. All right, I want to ask you about another guy. We follow him because he's from down here. Antonio Brown has, like, worked out with just about every quarterback that he thinks has a team that could take him. Now it's Russell Wilson. I think this is where he's going to end up when it's all said and done. Russell Wilson, I think he's got a great relationship to go to Pete Carroll and go, hey, he's got the goods, and I talked to him about the Seattle way, and coach, I think he's ready. What are your thoughts on this is where he could end up?
You know, there's different layers and levels to that. First of all, let's start with what happened last year when the Seahawks picked up Josh Gordon after the Patriots dropped him. The reports at the time were they were doing their due diligence on both Gordon and Brown, and they were going to sign one of the two, and they signed Gordon. Well, Gordon's not there now. Gordon could come back if he gets reinstated before the start of the season. So there is at least a basic reason to think that there's the possibility of signing Antonio Brown. And then on top of that, I think Russell Wilson is getting, I don't want to say irritated or frustrated. I don't know. I'll leave it to the listener to come up with the right word. But the reality is the offense in Seattle doesn't really cater to Wilson the way that it should. It doesn't let him air it out the way that he can. We did a thing last week as we counted down the top 40 quarterbacks in the NFL. When you look at Russell Wilson's statistics, or not, Russell Wilson highlights, excuse me, one after another, it is amazing how good he is. He is a guy who, there's nothing flashy about what he does, so you don't appreciate it. Like, Patrick Mahomes runs around with his hair on fire, and he makes a sidearm throw, and it gets people to jump up out of their seats. Russell Wilson just, like, you know, moves around and shifts, and yeah, he gets rid of the ball so fast you don't realize the ball's out, and it's delivered perfectly, and it just doesn't have that same drama embedded in it. But the guy's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Sims put him at number two on his list, and there may be some tension between Wilson and the organization about the direction of the offense, and if Wilson's pushing for Antonio Brown, then maybe it does happen. Here's the thing, though. There's three different incidents for which Antonio Brown is still being investigated by the NFL. He pleaded no contest to felony charges last week. You're not going to get away with that without a suspension from the NFL. There's the sexual assault slash rape lawsuit from last September. That investigation is still unresolved. So, you know, even if someone's interested in him, I don't know when the NFL is going to let him back on the field, and that's going to be a factor in all of this too.
Just your thoughts, your legal thoughts on how long it could be for this year for Antonio Brown if he gets his suspension, which probably will. How long could it be?
Well, look, I would just say out of the gates for what he's pleaded no contest to, you're looking at 4 to 6 games based on the precedent that we've seen out there. The real question is, Joe, if the NFL's investigators, who are not bound by any type of evidentiary standard like what would apply in a criminal court, proof beyond a reasonable doubt, it's a much lower bar. If they just believe, and there's no middle ground here. This isn't a close question, right? This isn't a matter of interpretation. They're going to believe the woman who sued Antonio Brown that he sexually assaulted and or raped her, or they're going to believe him. And if they believe her, if they believe her allegation that Antonio Brown raped her, how do they ever let him play again? How do they ever welcome him back into the NFL if they believe what she is saying? And the problem is, here we are almost 10 months from when that lawsuit was filed, and there's no resolution yet. This is one of the biggest problems I have with the NFL's personal conduct policy. The players have no rights. The players have no protections. The league has no deadline for getting it done. There's no right to a speedy trial, right? And as they say in the legal profession, justice delayed is justice denied. Antonio Brown has been radioactive. He essentially served a 14-game suspension last year unpaid, because right, this was hovering over him, and now the league's looking at suspending him again. And I hope he gets credit. I hope that at 345 Park Avenue, they take a step back, and whatever they do at the end of the day, whatever punishment they give him, they say, we recognize that last year the 14 games he didn't play were a direct result of these pending investigations, and we're going to, you know, if we suspend him 16 games, we're going to give him credit for the 14 games he missed last year. That would be the right thing to do. No matter what you think of Antonio Brown, that would be the right thing for the NFL to do.
Mike, it's always great having you, man, and I appreciate you moving it up a day. Have a great 4th of July, and thank you so much, bud. I appreciate it.
All right, Joe. You too, buddy. Good talking to you.
All right. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Must read a couple times a day. No question about it. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Transworld Business Advisors and my friend Andy Cagnetta. helping you sell your company. A lot of people out there like, man, I like to sell, but oh man, I took a hit over the last couple of months. I wonder what it's worth and everything. That's why you got to meet with Andy and his team at Transworld Business Advisors. Hey, by the way, they're not just some mom and pop shop. Transworld's the largest business brokerage in the world. If you own a business worth $50,000 to $50 million, call Transworld. No matter how specialized they are, call Transworld. Get it started. They have 600 brokers and 200 offices around the world to create competition for your business. A lot of people don't even live here that want to buy companies just like yours. So, hey, if you're thinking about retiring, doing something different, just want to put some money in the bank and just relax for a while, get it started with Transworld, man. You're dealing with the biggest and the best. And Andy is a sweetheart of a guy. Hey, whatever the reason, call Transworld at 954 or 305. Here's their number, 504-8100, or visit tworld.com. That's tworld.com. Learn more about Andy and that staff. They're really good at what they do. Transworld Business Advisors. All right, we're back here. We haven't checked in on the text machine. Want to thank Mike Florio for being with us. 305-567-0560. That's 305-567-0560. We'll check in on the text. We kind of neglected it throughout the show today. Got going a little bit here on all these things. It's incredible. And I want to say this before. If you get a chance today, Dave Hyde, has a great article with Kevin O'Neill, the former trainer of the Miami Dolphins and FIU Golden Panthers, retired. I think yesterday was his last day. But he had some great stories, some stuff about Bullygate, which cost him his job, and everything else. I just thought the article was really, really good. And I've always said this, that I believe the head coach is the toughest job in football and the second toughest job is being a trainer. And I'm dead serious. People, what? Trainer ahead of coordinators, trainer ahead of quarterback. Being a trainer and working and dealing with players' trust, your head coach every day, doctors, injuries, all that stuff, and still supposed to be watching what's going on inside your training facility where guys come in every day to get treatment. You have no life, marriage. I mean, you want to talk about when they talk about professions of killing marriages. If you become a team athletic trainer, especially professionally, that job never stops. You got to rehab guys all off season. So if they're there, you got to be there. They're the first ones there after a game that next morning or that night. They got to meet with doctors. They got to meet with coaches. They got to meet with players. And you got to win the trust of the players while this is going on. I mean, you're sitting there like trying to be everybody's friend and work out, and you got your big boss, and you want to do what the doctor wants. Listen, that's a tough-ass job. Tough job. And they just have no life. Again, I don't know how many marriages of those guys work out or how many stay married. But, I mean, if you talk about never being home, that's a tough one. Anyway, Woody, what do we got coming in, man, this morning?
I just think of those poor guys dealing with 60 of you. Like, I don't know if the players have gotten easier to deal with over
the
years.
Listen, can you imagine being the trainer when I walked out of a hospital at 6 in the morning before a surgery and the trainer has to go tell the coach? Oh, my God. Like, he was pissed. They said Shula was so pissed that I walked out. Like, you would have thought that I took the playbook and gave it to the New York Jets. He was so mad. I mean, yeah, they got to deal with all. They get stuck in the middle of all that stuff. So, to the Kevin O'Neills and all the rest of those guys, man, go enjoy your retirement and a great respect for what you guys do, because that job is, you know, we get off the plane anywhere from 10 to 1 in the morning, according to wherever we are, coming back after a Sunday game. And you hear the coach up in the front or somebody go, guys, don't forget, for all you injured guys, there's about 25 of you. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock for treatment. And I'm like, oh, my God. That means they got to be in there with those players. So it's crazy. Anyway, Read Dave Hyde's article in the Sun Sentinel if you get a chance. It's a really good article. Also gives you a little dirt on a couple of head coaches, which you already knew were not very good head coaches. Not like you needed to be told. What do you got coming in, Woody?
All right, Joe, you ready for some angry ones?
I don't care, man. I don't care what you answer. Whatever. Go ahead. I've been beaten up. I got bruise marks all over me.
Here's an idea for you sports people, you sportscasters, radio talk hosts. Let's push stop on every sport for at least a year, shut it down for the safety of humanity, and let's see if any of you can survive not having a job for a year, and then all of you can stop whining like bees about coronavirus.
Okay, so
not even sure I quite understand that point.
No, that's all
right.
But
he's upset about the mask situation.
All right, so he's upset about the mask, and I want to just tell you, I'm about ready to retire, so I'm fine. Just if you're worried about my situation, I'm fine. I love doing this, but I understand I'm at about the end of the road. Everybody treats it wrong, and honestly, you think we're a bitch about this? I think you're kind of a bitch too. Because you'd never say that to anybody's face. What else you got, Woody?
That's just because you're big and scary in person. Are you two going to be wearing a mask at your 4th of July barbecue?
No. We'll not have a mask on.
I'm not even allowed to have a barbecue because I can't have a barbecue grill in my condo. So I'm going to be cooking on like one of those little Foreman grills. So it's going to be a very sad 4th of July barbecue, but it will be one.
I may be here by myself. Just me, the dog, and the cat. Everybody's mad at me here, so I may be.
Are you guys having? Do you guys have a little fall out or something?
You know how the dog and cat just look at me, and I'm just gonna go, "Hey, you guys, I'll put an extra burger on here. You want something?"
Wait, I thought the cat left.
No, the cat's here.
The cat's there for good.
Well, my daughter's taking school from home right now. Going to school from home. What else you got, Woody?
I get wearing masks in crowded and congested places, but explain how forcing someone to wear a mask at a park when nobody's within 20 feet of them. You got people out here approaching strangers and getting within 3 feet to tell them to wear a mask.
I'm with you on that one. I don't think anybody's talking about.
Also, if you're exercising at a park, I don't believe, I don't want to quote any law here, but I don't believe you have to wear one when you're exercising.
I don't think we're talking about people at a park I'm just talking about the groups.
It's more of a common sense thing, right, at this point?
I just, do whatever you want, okay? I'm sorry that we've offended you. Like, do whatever you want.
Well,
I don't call people dumbasses because they don't wear a mask.
And you're
you're a dumb jerk off. I don't call you all that stuff. So why you gotta call me that for saying you're...
So,
go ahead.
So, Joe, here's what I'm weighing right now. Like, I'm going to Publix after this because I got to get, you know, all the food for that sad barbecue I was talking about. I don't want to leave my place this weekend. So, I'm going to Publix after this and I'm debating. I have a mask in my car. I'm either going to put the mask on or I'm going to walk up towards the door, get in a 3-point stance, and just like try to bull rush my way past the guy standing in the front. I'm really debating that whether I want to end up on Twitter trying to fight the guy at the front of the store. So,
I think
if you see me on Twitter, you'll know which way I went.
You know what? I think it'd be great if you took your mask off and started screaming just so we could get a great video. Like, you guys are jerk, you're making me wear this mask. And I'm doing this on behalf of everybody that doesn't want a mask, but they don't want to come out. It's you guys. You're not American. Or it just carry on and throw like this fake, this temper tantrum would be great.
I mean, I'm good at playing jokes, but I would probably laugh doing that because it'd be so silly. And I would also need you to... you know, pledge your allegiance to me that you would save me from that.
Everybody's buying them.
That's fireable, I would imagine.
By the way,
end up on video like that.
Haven't you noticed though? It's every man for himself right now around.
Yeah, I've seen. But just, let me ask you something. Like, do you think people weigh that option? Like the guy sitting in his car and he's like, "Do I put this piece of cloth on, or do I just bull rush this poor guy standing in the front of the store and end up on Twitter and make a massive scene?" Like, is that what you're weighing? Like your two options?
I don't think.
Those are your two options. Because I'm not gonna let you in the store without wearing one. So those are your two choices. I wonder if people logically weigh those.
I've got a son, and I got relatives that don't like the mask and don't believe in the mask and don't agree with me. So I just want to let you know it's not you. I don't think after I leave, they call me a jerk off or a D-bag or something. But at least they don't say it to my face. They just go, "Oh, we got to disagree on this mask." I'm going, okay, well, can you help me? Can we agree the numbers are too high and we want to get them going the other way? That's all. Why are you a wussy, by the way? That always gets me. You're a wussy or you're the P that rhymes with wussy.
That's a mean one. I know you don't like that one.
I mean, no, pussy cat is wrong.
You don't like the C word either. There's no way to do that one. So Texture says this, the same people, I don't even understand this, the same people who are mask people are the same people who go out through the enter only door at Publix. Okay. And I got to admit, I do have that issue every time I go inside, in and out of a Publix. I always seem to, I like to just use the door that's closest to me. I've also, they have signs on the bottom of the aisles now that say which way you can go down the aisle.
Yeah, they do. That was weird. I did see that in, what was the last grocery store? Oh, I was in Dallas at a grocery store, and they had arrows. And I go, wow, this is different.
I was at Publix, and I didn't even realize they had them. Some lady was talking to me as I was walking down the aisle and, like, pointing at the sign.
Trying to help you out.
I just pointed up at my mask, and I just, you know.
She doesn't know where you've been.
Yeah, I just pointed up the mask. Sorry. The mask is a savior at the grocery store. You don't have to talk to anyone.
I know you don't like talking. What else you got?
Kind of like the mask, Joe. What else do we got? I'm wearing a tonsil mask, we get, someone says here.
Like that. He can block anything.
Who is more annoying, Fauci or Hollywood?
Poor Fauci. Poor Dr. Fauci, man. Everybody's kind of turned on him now. Now nobody likes Dr. Fauci. I keep waiting for the find out the president's like, I'm done with Fauci. He's done. His days are over. I made him famous. His ass is done.
Happy fourth to DC Rob, who says, in defense of that texter, Hollywood is a D-bag for a whole lot of other reasons.
I mean,
so not talking about the mask.
That's all right. We all have shortcomings. Woody, I got them too.
Do you now, Joe?
I got a lot of them, man, but I'm looking forward to having a few days off.
We got a request for this, by the way. Every time you bring up a cat for whatever reason.
Oh, God.
One of the biggest bloods I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounced my cat, I do apologize.
By the way, that is not marijuana. I don't know what drug that is, but it's not marijuana. He was seeing his cat. Marijuana doesn't do that where you start seeing things. I'm trying to figure out what drug that would be. Where you hallucinate and he thought he saw a cat running across the studio table. Wow. Hey, Woody.
Happy 4th of July, Joe.
Have a great couple of days off, man. It's been fun today. Yeah, I know. It's all right. Wuss is okay.
All right.
I mean, no, guys, we used to call each other the P word, too. Just don't call that little lady of yours a C word. That's bad news.
No,
that's one step closer to divorce. Hey, we're out of time. Lebby and Stu Gotts are coming up next. Have a great day, everybody.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.